ब्रह्मणोपनतया चक्षुरमिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। After the words of so many exalted Vaishnavas, I cannot think of much more to say. I was thinking that the description given in the Chaitanya Bhagavata.
Speak closer.
He's saying keep it away, and you're saying speak closer.
Speaking somewhere in between
The description which is given in Chaitanya Bhagavat describes that Lord Chaitanya was roaring like a lion. And that evening he was revealing himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he brought Murari Gupta, and he brought others that he called the Kolavecha. And the devotees, they said, where will we find Kolavecha? And he said, just go into the night in Navadvip, and you'll hear somebody crying my holy name with love throughout the night. That will be Kolavecha, bring him here. So then they went and they heard such a person chanting Hare Krishna with love, and they brought him to Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya was describing his glories, and then he started demanding and roaring that Kolavecha would take something, and Kolavecha was saying, he was saying, no, Prabhu, I don't need anything. I'm satisfied. And then finally, as Srila Jayaprakasa Swami mentioned, then he said, if I must take something, then birth after birth I would like to provide you with your fruit and vegetables. He said, I want to be the servant of that beautiful and very naughty and arrogant Brahmin boy who comes and torments me, taking my bananas away. Then Lord Chaitanya blessed him with prema. And the devotees, they were all holding their breath, because they knew the character of Kolavecha Sridhar, that he was a soul completely dependent upon the mercy of the Lord, and he would never ask the Lord for anything. And as was described, not asking for the results of karma, not asking for liberation, not asking for any type of mystic power or mystic potency, but simply being exclusively dependent on the Lord and His mercy. We find a similar example described in the Srimad Bhagavatam when Lord Narasimhadev, he wanted to bless Prahlad Maharaj, and he was asking him to take some benediction, and Prahlad said, he said, Lord, I don't need anything. I don't have any problems. He said, although I understand that you're the best giver of all benedictions, he said, whether I am in heaven or whether I'm in hellish condition of life, I always keep myself absorbed in your holy names. Therefore, there is nothing more to be required, or nothing which is required. So Kolavecha, he had that type of mentality. As Srila Sivaram Swami said, he had the absolute faith that simply by worship of Krishna, all other requirements of the Vedic literature are fulfilled. So he wouldn't take anything. He just wouldn't ask for anything. And this is really a perfect example of the instructions which are given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshastakam. Shikshastakam describes practice of devotional service for practitioners, and it describes devotional service in the professional position as well. And in the position of being a practitioner, the Lord says, Nadanam Najanam Nasundari Kavitam Bhagavadish Samai, Namajan Mani Janmanishwari Bhagatam Bhaktir Rahai Tibi Twai. He says, no wealth, no followers, not desiring to hear the beautiful and sweet glories of the material world. And he says, birth after birth, meaning I'm not even interested in liberation. He says, but rather, mama janmani janmanishwari bhavatad bhaktir ahai tuki swai. Please give me a high tuki, or unmotivated devotional service to your lotus feet. That's all I want, nothing more. And then even in the position of the professional devotees, the Lord instructs Asnashiva Tadartam Tanashtumam, that you can do anything to me, and despite the fact that you may touch me by your embrace, or you may walk on me, or you may break my heart by never being present before me, you will always be my Lord unconditionally. So that is really the exclusive mentality of the pure devotee and the mentality of one who is practicing devotional service. And by striving to possess that type of mentality, by cultivating that mood, then the Lord, he will become captured by that type of devotion. He will become bound by your love. Just like we know in Vrindavan, every Kartik we hear the Damodar Leela. And the question is always raised, was it Yasoda being bound by rope, or was she being bound by something else? Was Krishna being bound by rope, or was he being bound by something else? And he was being bound by the love of his devotee. So we should cultivate that type of mood primarily through associating with pure devotees of the Lord. And we should cultivate that mood through carefully hearing and chanting. We should hear so nicely from our acharyas. We should repeat the instructions which we receive. We should hear Shastra. We should repeat those instructions. In this way, cultivate these moods by which we can become the unalloyed servants of Krishna. This was the mood of Pulavacha Sridhar. He wouldn't take anything. Finally he said, I just wish to be your eternal servant, birth after birth. And when he said that, all the devotees roared, Hari Bol!
Hari
Bol!
Hari
Bol! And Lord Chaitanya said, all right, so have it. And he gave him that blessing.
Goodbye, Swami.
We have here a very special disciple of Srila Prabhupada. His name is Subhash Swami. He was translating books from English to Bengali in the presence of Prabhupada. He was always taking the association of Srila Prabhupada. Probably an open hour from 4 to 6 every day in my airport. He says in India the disciples expect me to do it. So, Subhash Swami was there without him. He was like the bumblebee getting over him. So therefore he's still filled with energy. So Prabhupada's association. He's a mixture of the senators. We ask him to please give us some of that mixture.
I think what Maharaj is saying, I can learn something. It's coming up to learn. There must be some honey somewhere. Otherwise, why there be so many people here? And what they are testing must be honey. Must be nectar. Yeah? But who is giving that honey?
Gauranga!
Gauranga! So, who has the honey, he usually asks some of you, hold it. The head is not the honey. They feel devoted. So they are distributed. Here is Kulabacha's place. I don't know what to say, suddenly. But, let me see what is done. If I reflect back, maybe around time 74, 75, forgive me, you might say something. I was coming here, and then this place I heard, even daytime I think did not come, because they used to dacoit. And if somebody murdered there, and a mango grove there, nobody will come, how much to shout. But, very courageous, that's a bold, a name, that is. And his wife and daughter, and even at night anybody comes, they are scared of him, he is very old. And his daughter still, now they are alive, each of them knew how to use gun. I heard that, and he will come here, and I will ask, take some pastimes of this Jagannath, disciple, somebody bring. And he will take many pastimes. I don't know, time to time I used to come here. But as the days passes, and it came gradually in the hand of Iskwan, I think, yeah, Jagannath Temple, gradually it came because he couldn't make it. And so, Iskon then gradually built up this new temple, and gradually see how so many devotees from different parts of the world coming. And the number is growing more and more. Because there must be honey here, that monastery. There is honey here, sir. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself came here. Because these devotees are there. The devotee, one of the parents, maybe this Kulabacha. He will go to see Lord. But here you see, Lord is coming to him. Such a sweet relation between Lord and his devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, when he was talking to Rupa Goswami, speaking about bhakti, he said, it is the ocean of the nectar of the ocean. I am just to test this little, I am telling you, note it down, then expand it. So what is it? Actually, it is a degree, bhakti, something, devotee experience, as he shouts, is hankering, how to shout more, how to love and devotion to his Lord. And Lord is also thinking, how I can make him happy, happy. Common people cannot experience it, they just need Bruce Lee external thing. But it's called Siddhartha. Siddhartha means something, a word of consciousness. This correct somewhat, man. The Chittakka is the Chittakka. And devotee comes to that platform and experience that, the presence of the Lord. By serving other Sutishtanamadi, not Bhavadgari of India, from the Shloka we find, Sevanukhe Hijivadu. You should have a service attitude. He saw me standing, asking somebody come to me, and he said, what service you can do? Maybe I'm fortunate, who will give me responsibility, unlimited. Maybe. Then he's asking me, now you do this dham, different places, faster places. Let's see. I go many places. And it's wonderful. And I am so happy to see so many devotees coming here. Though we are desired to do something here and have this land. But unfortunately, I don't know, maybe Krishna is testing us in hand of some authority which they are reluctant to hand to Bhaktiva. Only the Jagannath temple we have. But this very land also we want. What? From next city?
Yeah.
We can pay and have that. Then, Navadip Development Trust. So here, there's so many devotees. Are we? Yes.
I guess so.
A portion, some of it.
Some of it, but that's what I was told. Thank you.
So today I will request all the devotees here, those are very sincere, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and born different parts of the world again, to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. And relishing Krishna consciousness, please pray so that one day, as soon as possible, we can get this land. Here is some of the examples. want to talk more seriously with Balabhai Chasidha. So thank you very much. Please meditate on the pastimes of Balabhai Chasidha and get honey, unlimited store with just Yadda Mahastore. Thank you very much.
Haribol, Haribol, Haribol.